Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Today we're speaking with State House Representative Christine Watkins, and we just spent some time in the last segment talking about some different bills, but we felt like we could spend some serious time talking about this one, and it's all about some of the incentives and the things that they've done to maybe help to bring along a Major League Baseball franchise to Salt Lake. The Miller family, I know, has committed, is it $3.5 billion?
Yes.
To bringing this and making it a reality. And that is on top of what they're going to spend out in Daybreak to build a new stadium for the Bees. So let's talk about all of this, because really, how was this approached? How are you guys approached for this one?
Well, we were approached with the idea that we're revitalizing a part of Salt Lake that's really gone downhill. And there's land available. To think that we have this much land available because they have taken down the power plant that's there. And so it's across from the Fair Park, real close to the State Fair Park, which has been in the process of revitalizing itself for the last, 8 years. And so to have this land there that they could purchase, there's land all around it that can be purchased for businesses to come up, and so it's a real win-win for them.
And we're talking, and I don't know if it's, you know, if that's the number that is going to end out with it, but we're talking about 100 acres of property. Is that what it is, roughly, give or
pretty
take?
Pretty close, or? Yeah. I don't exactly remember how much, but it's substantial. It's substantial.
All right, and the first time they came out, they wanted to go and be able to pull some TRT monies, right?
Yeah, that wasn't very popular.
And for those that don't know, what is a TRT fund?
It's a transient room tax. And so anytime you would book and rent a hotel room, you would have had an additional 10% added to that tax that's already there. And it was, so literally statewide, people would be helping to pay for this. And of course, we heard back from everybody else, no, we don't want to do it. If you want to do it, you figure out how to do that. So they did go back to the table and they did figure that out.
And the way that they've done that is you're going to get an increase in car rental, a tax on car rentals. Is that what it is?
Yes, but that's a trigger tax. It has to, once we have a ball team signed, then that will go into effect.
And what that will be is, and that is actually going to be statewide.
Yes,
statewide tax.
That will be statewide, but we have data that proves 90% of our car rentals come from out of Salt Lake, really from the airport.
Right.
So it's tourists who will be paying for that.
And not only that part of it, but you're saying that this whole section and area where it's going to be built is going to have a different type of tax on businesses?
Yeah, well, it'll be a sales tax that can,
right.
The city will be allowed to charge up to a 0.25 sales tax. It's enough that it'll make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't done it yet. It's only when we're giving the city of Salt Lake the permission to do that. And so as they build this stadium and the businesses grow or become new in the area, and all of the people in that area will be paying that tax. But they're the ones that are really going to benefit from the revitalization of the area that they live in.
And that's just businesses. It's not like a private homeowner.
No,
or anything like
it's any time you would go into a store and you pay that additional sales tax on something that you would purchase.
So it's really the businesses that are part of it funding it themselves.
Yes, it's the community will be paying for this. And of course, there are a lot of businesses there now, but there will be even more. So, and because the people that live there are going to see the benefits of this, rightfully so, is their area that will be taxed.
So the other part of it too is I think, and we just talked about this before we came on the air, I think the first step is for the Oakland A's to say, okay, Salt Lake, you know what? While we're building our stadium in Vegas, that's where we want to play.
Right. Well, yeah, but they want to come to Utah. We want them to come to Utah. And the big part of it is, like you just said, we're trying to entice them to come. We have to be ready. And that's one reason why we got the Olympics the first time. The big reason why we're going to get the Olympics again is because we are ready.
Right.
So they know Utah is serious about sports. And I think the reason, and you and I have talked about it, that, I mean, I love baseball. I really do. It's something I played younger, and maybe softball, but I love it. And it's a game that you can take your family to because the tickets are so much cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to a Jazz game, it's a little pricey. You may not want to take the whole family, or you're going to have to save up for a while. Baseball's different. And that's one reason I like it. I think you can make a day's outing of it. It's not so far away, unless you live in, like, maybe in St. George. But, you know, it's something that we could do without incurring a ton of expense.
Very true. And we also talked, and you brought it up there, all of this stuff, getting ready and trying to get things going for that, it's really in the back of everyone's mind. It's getting Salt Lake ready again to host the world for the Olympics, isn't it?
Yeah, and we've talked about that in the legislature a lot. Capital cities need to be alive and vibrant and ready to meet the world, and that's what Salt Lake is. And so this is a part of the city that's not there, and they're right out there by the airport. So we need to bring them up, and the Salt Lake mayor and city council, they're thrilled by this. And we've got other things that'll be going on with the Delta Center that's going to help. And so it's an exciting time.
It really is. If you love sports and you live in Utah, it's a good place to be right now.
Amen.
It truly is. Representative Christine Watkins, thank you so much for coming in, taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. And anytime else you've got something you need to talk about, when something happens, just let us know. We'll get you in here.
I will do it. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.